Last night, 14 Republicans showed up on a stage in New Hampshire vying for some attention in the early stages of this presidential race. Yes, we are still 15 months away from choosing our next president, but we've got 17 Republicans who all want to be their party's nominee. And on the Democratic side, you got Hillary Clinton, you got Bernie Sanders, you got Mike O'Malley, you've got Jim Webb, you've got maybe Joe Biden. That's what a few stories have said recently, including one by my next guest. His name is Josh Krausehaar. He's one of the editors of the National Journal and joins us live from Washington now. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hey, good. Good to be on the show, Paul.
How realistic is the Joe Biden candidacy?
It's very realistic, though I would still say it's less than 50-50. The strategy from the Biden world seems to be trying to test the waters. I don't know if it was Joe Biden himself or someone very close to that Joe Biden orbit that talked to Maureen Dowd in the New York Times and gave a very graphic conversation about the conversation Joe Biden had with his dying son who urged him to run for president on his deathbed. That's a pretty stark story, and it's one that can only come from inside the very close Biden circle, if not from the vice president himself. So he's clearly testing the waters. He wants to see what the reaction is, perhaps publicly, to a possible Biden campaign. And his interest is in direct response to Hillary Clinton's faltering poll numbers. She's, you know, poll after poll in the last few weeks has shown her favorability numbers dropping like a stone. And a lot of Democrats are starting to really express anxiety, concern that she's not necessarily the most electable Democrat the party could be going with in the general election.
You know, Hillary went through similar problems in 2008 when it started out that she was the presumed nominee of the Democratic Party. And, of course, she got passed by Barack Obama, and he ended up becoming the 44th president of the United States. Now it seems like there's a lot of the similar talk, although it seems earlier than last time around.
It is earlier, and the reality that some Democrats are grappling with is that she's just not a particularly good politician. She may be a good leader, good with governing, but when it comes to politics, she just doesn't have a tin ear and doesn't really connect the way that a Joe Biden, who is a glad handler, who really gets energy from meeting with voters and speaking in front of crowds, the way that Joe Biden does. So that's what's stemming the interest in Joe Biden. He wouldn't be looking at this seriously. Hillary Clinton's favorables were where they were at the beginning of the year if she was clearly a strong candidate to be the Democratic nominee. She's still the very heavy favorite to win the nomination. Even if Biden does get in, she's a favorite. And she still has the brand. She has the ability to rally women voters to her side. But the polling has gotten very bad for her these last few weeks as coverage of this email scandal and the fact that she had a private personal server with classified information on it, perhaps was even breaking federal law. These are things that are not going away anytime soon. It could affect her as a nominee if she is a nominee in a general election. And that's what's keeping a lot of Democratic strategists, even those who support her, up at night.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, President Obama was talking about, joking, I guess, that he can't run for a third term, but if he did, he would win. So if Joe Biden runs, is he running to say this would be a third Obama term under me?
That would be the most powerful message, because Joe Biden, frankly, is an older white guy. And Hillary Clinton has strong support from certain constituencies within the Democratic Party, women, even Latinos, where she's really focused on immigration early on in this campaign. Joe Biden's trump card would be that he would be the guy that President Obama wants to be his successor. And that's a powerful message, being the loyal vice president who was ahead of the curve on supporting gay marriage, who was ahead of the curve and helped President Obama pass some of his most prized initiatives through Congress, including the health care law. This is a message that would be able to transcend the sort of micro-targeting that Hillary Clinton has done throughout this primary campaign so far. And now who knows what I think the big wild card is, what does Obama think about Joe Biden getting into the race? Would he give any tacit support to Joe Biden if he decided to jump in? And that's an open question. My sense is that at least up until now, the White House has discouraged Biden from getting in. They don't want a family fight at the Democratic primary, and Obama's top strategists have long thought that Hillary Clinton is the stronger candidate, not Joe Biden. But with all the scandal that's been taking place and her poll numbers dropping pretty fast in the last month, there may be some change change in thought on who the stronger candidate is.
And they certainly know that Biden has run for president twice before and never become the Democratic nominee. Could he do it a third time?
That's very true. He's had two very unsuccessful campaigns, including against Obama and Clinton back in 2008. The big difference now, I'd argue, is that he's vice president and he's become a national figure. And people who didn't know who Joe Biden was in 2008 now view him as the very gregarious uncle in the White House who's been by Obama's side at almost every big event and every big success that the president has achieved. So this is a different Joe Biden than the one that ran in 2008 before he was picked as vice president. And if he did run, I would expect to see his poll numbers go up and for him to run very competitively with Hillary Clinton.
However, those who do want change, how bad would it be for Biden to have Obama, President Obama, in his corner? People who don't want president, who would not want a imaginary third presidential term for President Obama. So,
well, I don't think those people are going to vote for any Democrat.
Well, I'm just saying it could be to his disadvantage as well.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And this is where it gets interesting. I've actually made that point in some of my columns that, you know, Joe Biden's biggest weakness and the Democratic Party's biggest weakness is the fact that President Obama has consistently been polling underwater for the last couple of years. What's changed in my look at the field is that Hillary Clinton has basically been trying the same campaign strategy as what Joe Biden would do. She's was one of the biggest assets she had when she jumped in the race was that she had her own brand and she broke with President Obama on a couple issues, that she was seen as a little bit more moderate than President Obama on several issues, that her husband was one of the most successful presidents, most popular presidents at least in a generation. She's run away not only from her husband's legacy, she disagreed with him on some of his bigger accomplishments because the politics have changed within the Democratic Party, but she's basically running alongside President Obama as well. She's run to the base. She sees Bernie Sanders being a real threat in the primary, and she's tried to cater and pander to the Democratic liberal base in the party throughout this whole campaign. So she's lost that appeal that made her a little more independent in the eyes of some voters over the process. So if you're going to go for the guy who's Obama's third term, why not go with the more authentic Joe Biden than Hillary Clinton, who's trying the same strategy but isn't as authentic, is a lot more cautious of a politician than Joe Biden?
Josh, you and I both know the most important word in any presidential campaign is money. Mm-hmm. And Hillary's been out there raising tens of millions of dollars for months and months and months. How much of a disadvantage does that put Joe Biden at if he doesn't even decide until after Labor Day that he's going to start mounting a campaign for the presidency?
Joe Biden isn't going to raise the amount of money that Hillary Clinton already has raised. The one X factor that I don't hear a lot of people talking about is that in the age of the super PAC, you can start a super PAC and just get one wealthy donor, just a handful of wealthy donors that can write a couple $1 million in checks and all of a sudden have enough money to compete in New Hampshire and Iowa. And Joe Biden has a lot more than a couple friends that are wealthy that can write big checks that aren't supporting Hillary Clinton. So if he really wanted to run, I don't think money would be a problem. He's not going to raise Hillary Clinton's level of money, but he's certainly going to be able to raise enough money to be competitive. And once he's able to do that, if he's able to translate that into momentum, you know, that's where the ball game begins. So I don't think money is as big of a problem for him. I mean, for guys like Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal, some of the third-tier candidates in the Republican field have raised nearly $10 million in a couple months, even though they have very little chance of winning. I don't think Joe Biden is going to have the same type of problems raising money that a lot of people think.
And what about the gender gap? There are lots of women in this country who would support Hillary Clinton because she's a woman, just as many African-Americans supported Barack Obama because he's African-American. If Joe Biden is going to run, will there be members of that base that will say, hey, you're getting in the way of the first female president of the United States of America?
That's what I thought, and that was her campaign strategy all along, mobilize her core constituents, women in particular. The latest polls that have come out, though, and the NBC Wall Street Journal just put out a pretty comprehensive poll last night, her numbers of all women voters are underwater. More women view her unfavorably than favorably in the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll. So all these assumptions, that I which made me think she was the strongest Democratic candidate, which made people like David Axelrod and some of Obama's top strategists believe that Joe Biden should step aside and let Hillary Clinton run uncontested for the nomination, those assumptions are starting to become very outdated. And if she's underwater with the female voters, that's a real big problem if she's the Democratic nominee.
All right, last question I have for you, Josh, is Bernie Sanders is still in there as the number two Democrat, although maybe a couple of dozen points behind Hillary in some polls in Iowa and New Hampshire. What would Biden's entrance to the race do to Bernie Sanders?
In the short term, I don't think it would make a huge difference because Bernie Sanders supporters are true believers. They're very progressive. There's always been a very liberal constituency in the Democratic primary. So, I mean, Bernie Sanders has been doing well. I don't think he'd lose a whole lot of support to Joe Biden. There's about 25% of the electorate in the Democratic Party that is very progressive and really likes what they hear from Bernie Sanders. In the long term, though, as people question if Sanders could be the nominee, if he's electable, a lot of that support might be more likely to go to Joe Biden than Hillary Clinton. There isn't a lot of love lost between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. And the fact that you have an authentic working class guy and someone who at least talks in a working class manner like Joe Biden competing for Bernie Sanders' support in the long run when people start going to the polls, I think Biden would be better positioned than Clinton to win some of that support.
Do we know when and if Biden will make this decision?
Labor Day is a good benchmark. He doesn't have a whole lot of time before the New Hampshire and Iowa primaries and caucuses to get an organization together. His allies have said Labor Day is a good benchmark. I think he has to make a decision by then to have a viable organization.
Josh Krausauer from the National Journal here on the Big 550 KTRS. Thanks, Josh. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Paul.